Welcome to Trans Global Wealth Clinic, where we discuss and break down how to properly manage your finances, from saving strategies and insurance to retirement planning. I'm your host, Amber.
And I'm your co-host, Brian.
Today's topic is required minimum distributions, or RMDs. What are they, and what do I need to know about them?
Required minimum distributions are basically withdrawals that the IRS requires you to do from retirement accounts, like your IRA or 401k. And there's a set minimum on these as well. So, pretty straightforward name. The reason the IRS has you take out RMDs is that since the funds in retirement accounts are pre-tax dollars, the state can't tax them until they're withdrawn. But the IRS still wants their share of those taxes. So, what they've mandated is that all depositors, once they reach a certain age, which starting in 2024 is 73, must withdraw at least a certain amount before the next April 1st, and then continue to withdraw every year after, before December 31st.
That makes a lot of sense, but how is the minimum amount calculated?
How that amount is calculated is based on what your total account balance was as of December 31st of the previous year, along with the IRS life expectancy table, which they use as a reference for the average number of years someone would have left to live. So that's what RMDs are for. Now, initially, these withdrawals are fairly manageable, usually starting off around 4% or under in the first year. For example, if you have $100,000 in your account, you start off withdrawing around $4,000 that first year.
That does sound reasonable at first, but what happens as people age and their account balances grow?
Yeah, so as individuals get older, the required withdrawal percentage increases. And by the time they reach 90, that 4% you're withdrawing every year might go up to something like 9%. So over time, that can significantly impact their tax liabilities, especially when you're combining other sources of income like rental income, investments, Social Security, etc. And it can also lead to some issues for their inheritors.
Speaking of, what happens to these accounts after the account holder passes away?
After the account holder passes away, their heirs must pay income taxes on the inherited retirement accounts. Now, they are given the option to pay over a 10-year period, but for a lot of people, if they start earning more income over that 10-year period, their tax burden increases. And on top of that, if there are potential future inheritance tax concerns, the remaining money in the account can be subject to further evaluation.
So given the complexities of these tax issues being inevitable, whether you're alive or deceased, what strategies can people use to manage their retirement accounts more effectively?
Right. So your best bet is to start planning early. Instead of delaying your withdrawals until RMDs kick in, if you think you're going to be in a higher tax bracket in the future, then maybe consider taking distributions before that. You can spread out your tax burden over a longer period of time, which can lead to you paying lower taxes overall. Make sure you're diversifying your sources of income and also make sure you're taking into account any other potential tax liabilities, like inheritance tax. Don't wait until the last minute when making these decisions about your retirement accounts. Stay proactive. Keep reviewing your retirement plan and adjusting if you need to over time. And you're going to save a lot of money and preserve that wealth for your inheritors.
That's all we have for you today. Thanks for tuning in to Trans Global Wealth Clinic. Leave some comments below on topics you'd be interested in hearing us discuss in the future. Make sure to subscribe and join us next time as we continue to explore the world of financial planning.